Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on discipleship together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Simple Discipleship, written and read by Ashley Moore. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. Discipleship can seem complicated, can it? We often overthink mentoring others by spending too much time considering our method. We dwell on things like, what program should I follow? What Bible study will resonate with them? What time will work best so that we get the best participation? Don't get me wrong. We do have to consider the details and make a plan. But if you're like me and you get hung up on the logistics, I wonder if it may be helpful to simplify the way you think about discipleship. A disciple is simply a student. John Mark Comer says in his book, Practicing the Way, that a disciple does 3 things. Be with Jesus, become like Jesus, do what Jesus did. So to fulfill Jesus' command, the call is to teach others to do these 3 things. Obviously, for each of us, the way we choose to do this will vary significantly from person to person. When I felt convicted to begin discipling others beyond my children, I reflected on the ways I was discipled. I became a Christian in college. The Lord began placing people in my life who taught me how to be with Jesus, become like Jesus, and do what Jesus did in different ways. I interned at an animal clinic where the vet held a daily devotion and time of prayer before the workday began. I worked at a restaurant where one of my coworkers prayed for me and invited me to church. Once I began attending church with her, her mom and dad regularly invited us into their home for Sunday lunch and games. They also took my then-boyfriend, now husband, through a book study. The point is that There wasn't a single method that was more effective than another. The book was transformational, but another book would have proved just as valuable. The time and places we met were significant, but other places and times would have been effective too. I learned to follow Jesus because his people took the time to intentionally teach me what they were taught and to invest in me in the ways they were invested in by others. They didn't get hung up on how they were going to fulfill God's command to go and make disciples. They took a chance, made plans, and spent time with me by inviting me into their lives so I could develop a stronger relationship with Christ. Now, as I think about discipling others, I remind myself to simply show up for others the ways those individuals, families, and employers showed up for me. Discipleship does not have to be complicated. May we keep it simple by replicating how others taught us to be with Jesus, become like Jesus, and do what Jesus did. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for the ways others have obeyed the call to make disciples. Thank you for the big and small ways people have taught us to practice what it looks like to follow you, and love your people. Jesus, forgive us for the ways we let the enemy discourage us from making disciples or allow our own overcomplicated thoughts to distract us from pouring into others. Lord, will you help each of us reading today or listening today reflect on the most impactful and meaningful ways we were taught to be with you, be like you, and do what you did? And will you encourage us to examine how we might reproduce that in our own lives, in our own ways, for the people you placed right around us? In your name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice, host of the How to Study the Bible podcast, where every single week we join together to encounter God through His Word. You can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.